in the limelight.
Zoonotic spillovers or the transmission of pathogens from wild animals to humans expected to rise with at least 15,000 instances of viruses leaping between species over the next 50 years. We have prepared for you an article written by Oliver Millman. The piece is titled Potentially Devastating, Climate Crisis May Fuel Future Pandemics. The piece has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. Researchers have warned there will be at least 15,000 instances of viruses leaping between species over the next 50 years, with the climate crisis helping fuel a potentially devastating spread of disease that will imperil animals and people and risk further pandemics. As the planet heats up, many animal species will be forced to move into new areas to find suitable conditions. They will bring their parasites and pathogens with them, causing them to spread between species that haven't interacted before. This will heighten the risk of what is called zoonotic spillover, where viruses transfer from animals to people, potentially triggering another pandemic of the magnitude of COVID-19. Gregory Albury, an expert in disease ecology at Georgetown University in Washington and co-author of the paper published in Nature, said, "As the world changes, the face of disease will change too. This work provides more incontrovertible evidence that the coming decades will not only be hotter, but sicker." Gregory Albury said, "We have demonstrated a novel and potentially devastating mechanism for disease emergence that could threaten the health of animals in the future and will likely have ramifications for us too." Gregory Albury said that climate change is shaking ecosystems to their core and causing interactions between species that are already likely to be spreading viruses. He said that even drastic action to address global heating now won't be enough to hold the risk of spillover events. He said, "This is happening. It's not preventable even in the best case climate change scenarios. And we need to put measures in place to build health infrastructure to protect animal and human populations." Research paper states that at least 10,000 types of virus capable of infecting humans are circulating silently in wild animal populations. Until relatively recently, such crossover infections were unusual, but as more habitat has been destroyed for agriculture and urban expansion, more people have come into contact with infected animals. Climate change is exacerbating this problem by helping circulate disease between species that previously did not encounter each other. The study forecasts the geographic range shifts of 3,139 mammal species due to climate and land use changes until 2070, and found that even under a relatively low level of global heating, there will be at least 15,000 cross-species transmission events of one or more viruses during this time. Bats will account for the majority of this disease spread because of their ability to travel large distances. An infected bat in Wuhan, China, is a suspected cause of the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and previous research has estimated there are about 3,200 strains of coronaviruses already moving among bat populations. The new research warns the risk of climate-driven disease is not a future one. The paper says, "Surprisingly, we find that this ecological transition may already be underway, and holding warming under 2 degrees Celsius within the century will not reduce, future viral sharing. Much of the disease risk is said to center upon high elevation areas in Africa and Asia, although a lack of monitoring will make it difficult to track the progress of certain viruses. Colin Carlson, another co-author of the research, said, "There is this monumental and mostly unobserved change happening within ecosystems." Colin Carlson added, "We aren't keeping an eye on them, and it makes pandemic risk everyone's problem. Climate change is creating innumerable hotspots for zoonotic risk right in our backyard. We have to build health systems that are ready for that." Experts not involved in the research said the study highlighted the urgent need to improve processes designed to prevent future pandemics, as well as to phase out the use of fossil fuels that are causing the climate crisis. Aaron Bernstein, interim director of the Center for Climate Health and Global Environment at Harvard University, said, "The findings underscore that we must, absolutely must, prevent pathogen spillover." He said vaccines, drugs and tests are essential, but without major investment in primary pandemic prevention, namely habitat conservation, strictly regulating wildlife trade and improved livestock biosecurity as examples, we will find ourselves in a world where only the rich are able to endure even more likely infectious disease outbreaks. Peter Daszak, president of the EcoHealth Alliance, a non-profit that works on pandemic prevention, said that while human interference in landscapes has been understood as a disease risk for a while, the new research represents a critical step forward in the understanding of how climate change will fuel the spread of viruses. Peter Daszak said, "What's even more concerning is that we may already be in this process, something I didn't expect and a real wake-up call for public health." He added, "In fact, if you think about the likely impact of climate change, if pandemic diseases are one of them, we're talking trillions of dollars of potential impact." Peter Daszak added, "This hidden cost of climate change is finally illuminated, and the vision this paper shows us is a very ugly future for wildlife and for people." According to scientists, preventing future pandemics at source would cost a small fraction of the damage already caused by viruses that jump from wildlife to people. New analysis has calculated each year on average more than 3 million people die from zoonotic diseases, those that spill over from wildlife into humans. Stopping the destruction of nature, which brings humans and wildlife into greater contact and results in spillover, would cost about $20 billion a year, just 10% of the annual economic damage caused by zoonotic events and 5% of the value of the lives lost. The scientists heavily criticize approaches by global bodies and governments that focus only on preventing the spread of new viruses once they have infected humans, rather than tackling the root causes as well. Professor Aaron Bernstein of the Center for Climate, Health and the Global Environment at Harvard University, who led the new assessment, said, "That premise is one of the greatest pieces of folly of modern times. It details three key actions: global surveillance of viruses in wildlife, better control of hunting and trade in wildlife, and stopping the razing of forests. These actions would also pay huge dividends in fighting the climate emergency and the biodiversity crisis. Wildlife is known to harbor vast numbers of viruses, and outbreaks are increasing in frequency and severity. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, experts have repeatedly warned that the root causes must be tackled."